SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump will be the first sitting U.S. president to attend a regular season NFL game since 1978. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Extra security measures were in place hours before the Washington Commanders game against the Detroit Lions Sunday, when President Donald Trump planned to become the first sitting president in nearly half a century to attend a regular season NFL contest. Officers in black uniforms, identifying themselves as members of the U.S. Secret Service, joined military, police, and other guards inside and outside Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland. The last two presidents to attend a regular season football game were Richard Nixon in 1969 and Jimmy Carter in 1978. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The USDA reports that in fiscal year 2024, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, served an average of some 42 million people monthly. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
The Committee to Unleash Prosperity says the assistance program grew by 40% since the Biden administration took office in 2021. Economist Steve Moore with the committee is astonished and angry.
If you're not either looking for a job or you're in a job, we're not giving you free stuff.
Moore is appalled that one of eight families in America now use what he calls taxpayer handouts to put food on their table in the richest country in the world. He blames blue states, which he says have ignored work requirements, and purple areas, he says, that have essentially no work requirements. Ken Lorman reporting.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says a vote to end the government shutdown will happen today. Thune told reporters the Senate will vote on a proposal later this afternoon that's expected to include a stopgap funding measure that runs through January. Several GOP senators making the rounds on talk shows today said they expect a temporary funding bill to pass soon. This is SRN News. Democrats have a problem with religious Americans.
Analysts are calling it the God gap. The fact that if you're a person of faith, you're a lot more likely to vote Republican, and if you're non-religious, you're a lot more likely to vote Democrat. It's a pretty serious numbers problem for the latter party, because despite the broad general decline in Christianity in this country, the vast majority of people describe themselves as religious, and you still can't build a winning coalition with just atheists and agnostics. Michael Harrington reporting.
Analysts say a growing number of Americans are joining Quaker churches. They are still a tiny minority of the general U.S. population, but Quakers have been here for centuries. The Religious Society of Friends, best known as Quakers, originated in 17th century England. William Penn was an English Quaker who founded Pennsylvania following the faith's emphasis on religious tolerance. Members of the group have also suffered persecution for their pacifism. This is SRN News. Switzerland's government is looking for a shout-out from UN cultural agency UNESCO to include the tradition of yodeling on its list of intangible cultural heritage.
The Swiss feel the yodel is the popular form of singing.
We change between head voice. This is... We do it most time with the vowel oo in combination.
Teacher Nadia Rass says yodeling is distinctive because of its vocal technique.
We do it with the vowel oo. Very typical is when we change between these two.
The UN classification is meant to raise public awareness of yodeling.
I think really we have five languages. We have the fifth, the yodel.
Rass says one of her life goals is when she dies, every school child in Switzerland will be in contact with yodeling during their primary school time. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at srnnews.com.